1330 WBTM and discussion this morning that, let me say, it's been way, way too long. How are you?
Good morning.
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you are from, first of all?
I'm Deborah Dodson with the Community Foundation here in Danville.
And I think we've talked about this maybe twice. I do remember us talking about it when it first got started, and I believe Whit Clement was one of the ones who got this thing started based on a foundation in Roanoke or somewhere. That shows, first of all, how long you've been in existence. It's what, how many years now?
Well, we were formed in 96, so we're going into our 16th year now.
And you've been with them the entire time, or almost the entire
almost
time,
Almost 14 years.
Good job. And I enjoy all these wonderful announcements that you make about scholarships, Deborah, every year. And what I've always liked about the foundation is the way it's put together. It's almost personal because it's people in town deciding who they want to help specifically. And first of all, there are a couple of foundations that do good work here. Sometimes they get a little confused, don't they?
Yeah, we're blessed actually to have about 8 different foundations now that are benefiting the Danville area. But the Danville Regional Foundation, the foundation that was started from the cell of the hospital, and does great work. We often get confused because our full name is the Community Foundation of the Dan River Region.
Then you have DRF and DPC. So.
Right, yeah, all of those. Right. So, but we really are here to work with individuals and their individual giving, and all of our money has come from individuals or groups.
And these individuals and groups often will endow scholarships that sort of follow their own passions or their own heart or sometimes the struggles they've had to overcome. And first of all, they basically just educational scholarships, because I've seen you provide computers for different things.
And yes, we do grants and scholarships out of our funds. Now, our scholarships this year, we've got 78 students this fall that will be going to school on our scholarships. And I love it because they go everywhere from Danville Community College in Averett to this year we have one at Yale. It's our first Yale student, and we love that they can go wherever they'd like to go.
We're talking with Deborah Dodson from the Community Foundation of Dan River Region. 78 scholarships so far this year, and a lot of people don't know the different scholarships. And then grants are more for to achieve specific goals for organizations and things.
Right. The grants go to nonprofit organizations, and we gave $575,000 in January to 45 different area organizations. Total, we've given almost $13 million back to the community in grants and scholarships in our 16 years.
And what's nice about that is these are people here in Danville who are taking their money and reinvesting it into the city's future through the hands of the people who are doing good or kids who need scholarships. And before we get to some of the unique scholarships, Deborah, tell us about some of the grants that you did earlier this year. It was kind of covered in the news, but hit some of the high spots.
Oh, it's really the complete realm of organizations. We give to all the local volunteer fire departments. We give to donor churches. They can give to their churches through us, through the arts. Some of our latest funds are for animal welfare. So we have 4 new funds that are specifically to help animals.
Now, are these funds set up by individuals?
Yes, they are. For as little as $10,000, an individual can endow or permanently set up a fund to do whatever charitable cause is dear to their heart, and $25,000 for a permanently endowed scholarship.
So what happens is people donate money to the Community Foundation. And then you folks at the Community Foundation make sure that the right people or organizations benefit from these grants or scholarships.
Oh, we do. And we require full reporting back from every grant, even if it's $500 or $500,000. So we make sure that the money is used the way that it was supposed to have been used. And we follow the students through on their grade point averages and things like that. So we really are here to make sure that their donors' money is put to the best use possible.
So it's not just feel-good stuff, although it does make people feel good. You expect and let the recipients know that you need some results for this money, that they're going to take the money and create something out of it. And, of course, in order to get the money, the process, so we can let people know that it's not just given out just because somebody's impressed with an organization. They have to apply for these funds, don't they?
Oh, it's a very thorough process. For the grants, it's a 6-month process, a 2-step process, and members of our board take hours and hours and hours reading and grading grants and scholarship applications.
So there are a number of heads who look at these applications and a number of different people's filters through which they have to go. so that you're absolutely certain that the money's going to the people who deserve it. And that sometimes these are hard decisions. There are a lot of organizations in town who need money. A lot of them, you know, can help. But no matter how much money you have, it's limited. You can't help everybody. So people have to qualify for this based on the need and their ability to do what they say they're going to do, right?
Correct. Yes. We have scoring sheets that we use for both of them. And so for a scholarship, it's a combination normally of their grade point average and their SAT scores, plus the family's financial need and how many people are in the family and the cost of the school, what the estimated need is going to be at the end of all of the other awards. And for the nonprofit grants, we look into how many people are going to be affected and with the project be able to be held even if we didn't support it and all sorts of types of things.
And it's interesting, and as someone who has helped raise money for nonprofits and serving on boards, it's tough to go after these, but we all respect the fact that you want to give the money. It's just that people need to demonstrate the magic word is outcome here. What are you going to use this money for, and what is the positive outcome? What is the result going to be?
Right. Well, one of my kind of charges is to help relieve people's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look for things that are going to really touch people directly, because we can't help an individual directly. So we look at these organizations that can really help people. And then we also look at things that will improve our community. You know, that's where we can bring in the arts and the culture and other things that would normally done. And then the last part is just what's close to that donor's heart.
And so the nice thing about all of this is, and I want to ask you, we've got a couple of minutes here, we're talking with Deborah Dotz at Community Foundation. Just Google it, because it shows how you can endow this money. It will really make you feel good to see the difference people are making here in the lives of not just organizations of scholarships, but local people. And so many of these scholarships have names on it that we'd recognize. Tell us about some of them.
Well, Virginia Colley set up a scholarship that we love, and that's the Bryant Colley Scholarship. And Virginia was a home ec teacher here in the area for years and years and years, and decided that she really wanted to set up this scholarship in memory of her father and father-in-law, and it's to help people become either a teacher or a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Spiro Skinderis Scholarship for Judge Skinderis to help youth who have overcome a hardship. We have one that's in memory of a doctor, and that one is just general scholarship. And Roy Doss, who passed away about 2 years ago, left us $1 million for scholarships. He was a local electrician and just really helped us help a lot more applicants with his donation.
So if you're looking for a good way for your money to continue to work and help the community, and if you've overcome something, or if you want to help a particular type of student, maybe in a particular career field, this is a good way to do it, because one of the points we wanted to make this morning is the Community Foundation of Dan River Region does everything they can to make sure that this money goes into the hands of people or organizations who need it. They have committees of people looking over this. It's not just one person with a big heart making decisions. These people in these organizations have to prove they need the money, because you feel a responsibility for the people who've endowed these scholarships to make sure it gets the result. This is where you get results.
Absolutely. We have legally committed to these donors that we will carry out their wishes perpetually. And now we've made it easier for people to give on our website. They can give online. And so it's the Community Foundation of the Dan River Region, or CFDRR.org.
CFDRR.org, or if you just Google Community Foundation, Danville, Danville Region, it'll find it for you.
It will.
And then just put it under favorites, and from then on, if there's somebody in your family that you know has a nice amount of money, they're trying to figure out what to do for it, as well as saving it and giving it to family, they also want to do something that'll create progress in the future, point them toward the website and let them know, because it's a permanent monument and a permanent honor to the names of these people. And they like having these local names, because it motivates other people to give and reminds you what you can do with the money that you've earned over your lifetime, because it will give new life to students and organizations that are working around here. So, Deborah, I want to get you in here at least once a year so we can chat about these scholarships, because it's great to have you in here after all this time.
Thank you.
And I really, really, I love when that email pops up from your foundation and it announces this and announces that. It's like, great, here's some more good work here in town. So
it's all good news.
It is. I respect and honor what you do, and I'm glad you came in this morning.
Thank you.
Deborah Dodson, thank you so much. 1330 WBTM.